All right, guys, it's GBD. We're here at Tokyo Game Show. I am here with Super Programmer John, a.k.a. Tire John, a.k.a. John. How you doing?
The one and only. Thank you. Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
So this is John's first trip to Japan, and certainly his first trip to Tokyo Game Show. What do you think of Japan so far?
Japan is awesome, and you know, I'm staying in possibly the nicest place I've ever been in before. My shower is huge. It's beyond words.
We need to take home some booth girls to check out John's giant shower. But of course, we're here to talk about the game. So while we're waiting online for Titanfall, which is now, it says, a 50-minute line over at the Microsoft booth. It was up to 80 when we first got here, first thing in the morning. But so we did play some stuff this morning. The first thing we played was Forza 5.
Forza, yeah. You know, it's probably not going to be a popular thing to say. The thing I noticed the most is that every Xbox One game we've seen kind of feels like it's a bit less pretty than I was hoping for. Like in Forza, we were seeing there was a lot of aliasing on it, and I guess that's the trade-off when you have to have 60 frames per second. But yeah, I was kind of surprised. Like, my memory of it is that Forza 4 didn't look too different from it, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? So when they made Forza Horizon, they dropped the frame rate, but
yeah,
obviously had more better anti-aliasing.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe 1080p, 60 frames per second, Forza just, it's going to look a little chunky.
And one thing was different with that. I mean, it was interesting because it's the first time I've experienced the trigger with the rumble. I thought it was kind of interesting. You didn't seem so keen.
Right. So, but other than that, it seemed fine. We'll see. What else did we take a look at?
Okay, let's see if I can remember.
Oh, Rise.
Yeah, that was kind of a pleasant surprise, because the one thing with Rise is that I thought it was just a series of quick time events. I didn't even know much about the multiplayer. Didn't know if there was a multiplayer. But yeah, we did like a co-op arena thing, where, like, you know, it's kind of like, I guess it's like a co-op horde mode. And it was kind of fun, and it looked decent. It kind of looks next gen. That was one of the three, I keep saying 360, Xbox One games that I definitely felt was more impressive.
I like gladiators, and I like gladiator fighting in a coliseum with like spikes and fire. And I didn't know it was going to have that, so that was a nice...
It looked good, yeah.
Pleasant surprise. We also saw Fable Anniversary for Xbox One, but it looks really framey right now, and apparently it's not coming out till next year. So.
Yeah, that was another game where I was thinking to myself, this doesn't look so pretty. Mainly it's the frame rate though. So the guy said that was like the E3 demo, and you know, I'm sure it's going to be
right.
Fine.
So don't worry about that. But I forgot to pay my bill on Audioboo, so we're only limited to 5 minutes on this one. So I'm going to go pay my bill, and then we'll be able to record more longer ones, and we'll talk about some of the other games we played. So we will talk to you then. Goodbye.
Bye.